位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华一起看奥斯卡颁奖典礼。李华今天要学两个常用语， Glitz 和 Fashion Risk。
This is the first Academy Award and nomination for Marion Cotillard.
Wow, I just love watching the Oscar Award show, Li Hua. There's nothing quite as wonderful as the glitz of Hollywood.
我也特别喜欢看奥斯卡哎。不过 Larry, 你刚才说 glitz of Hollywood, glitz 那是什么意思啊？
Glitz generally refers to a spectacular visual display of glamour and wealth.
我每年看奥斯卡最喜欢的就是看那些电影明星都穿些什么式样的晚礼服啊，戴什么首饰的。所以说了， glitz 就是光彩照人，让人眼花缭乱的意思。
Most of the glitz of the Oscar Awards show is what the actors and actresses are wearing. People enjoy deciding which stars at the Oscars are the best dressed and which are the worst.
Larry,那你觉得今年谁穿得最漂亮，谁又穿得最难看呢？
Well, I haven't really decided yet, because we haven't finished watching the show. But I would have to say what Nicole Kidman is wearing is just too glitzy for my taste.
Glitzy 肯定就是从 glitz 来的咯。妮可基德曼 Nicole Kidman 她穿的是一条很高雅、线条很简单的黑裙子啊，怎么会过于奢华呢？
Well, it isn't Nicole Kidman's dress that's so glitzy. It's the huge diamond necklace that she's wearing with it.
这我同意，她戴的钻石项链啊，确实太醒目了。不过啊，这是好莱坞盛会嘛，本来就是如此奢华的啊。
Sure, but sometimes I think there's too much glitz. What about you, Li Hua? Who do you think is the best dressed?
那当然是乔治·克鲁尼 George Clooney 咯。不过啊，男明星跟女明星比起来，可就逊色多了。
The female stars really get to put on the glitz with their colorful gowns in different styles and their jewelry.
And words fall through me and always fool me.
Larry, 你听，这是今年啊我最喜欢的电影主题曲哦，真希望这首歌能赢呢。
I like the song too. Wow, they didn't cut back on the glitz for this musical number. Look at all the dancers and the special lighting effects.
太棒了 I love the glitz of Hollywood.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, Li Hua, because the Oscar award show is very, very long. I think we still have at least 3 more hours of glitz.
Take this and gamble, I'm pouring it home.
So now the Oscars are almost over. Which star do you think took the biggest fashion risk tonight, Li Hua?
Fashion risk? 时尚冒险哦，我知道了，你是说哪个明星穿着大胆，冒着可能不被别人接受的风险，对不对啊？
Yes, that's right, Li Hua. A fashion risk is when someone wears something bold and dramatic, hoping that the people will think it's very stylish.
那如果这种大胆尝试不符合观众和媒体的口味呢？
If a star wears something unfashionable tonight at the Oscar Awards show, it will be in all the newspapers and all over the internet tomorrow.
我觉得啊，在汉娜蒙塔娜里面演主角的那个小明星麦莉塞勒斯，她的穿着啊最有可能引起争议了，你觉得呢？
I'll agree, it was a bit of a fashion risk for someone so young to wear such a bright red dress, but I don't think she was the biggest fashion risk taker at the Oscars tonight.
那你觉得是谁啊？
I can't remember her name, but you can't forget the dress she wore, the one with a leopard print design.Now that's taking a fashion risk.
我也记得那条啊，像豹子斑点的裙子，虽然是有点别出心裁，可是它穿上去挺好看的。不知道时装评论家明天要怎么说哦。
Well, I don't see how the critics could like that dress. But then again, what do I know? I'm not much of a fashion risk taker myself.
那也是，你每天啊就是衬衫和休闲裤的，从来也不会换换花样。
That's right. The biggest fashion risk I take.Is when I decide that I'm going to wear a striped shirt instead of a plain one.
Today, Li Hua 学习了两个常用语，一个是 glitz， 指光彩照人，让人眼花缭乱；另一个是 fashion risk， 指穿着大胆，挑战时尚。